CESA are the local hero folks, and Phil Corman, the head of CESA, is here with Brad Morse from Outlook Farm, which I think of you guys, Brad, as the barbecue place. You are the farm of barbecue, the farmacue. But you guys are so much more than that, I'm finding out right now. That's not even the main sort of staple of what you've been doing for the last 50 years there.
True. We're primarily a working farm, and we've built up now to producing 60 acres of fruit and vegetables. And, of course, that helps back up our barbecue operation and everything else.
You feel a little bit better about all the barbecue you're just eating if you have some leafy greens.
Yep, because all of our side dishes during the season are all come right off the farm.
And what's cool about what you guys do is you have a farm store that is open year-round. Like, nothing is more depressing when I'm driving home from Northampton to Turner's Falls and I see, you know, closed for the season farm stand, but that's not the case at Outlook Farm on Route 66 in West Hampton.
Exactly. We're open 24-7 except a couple of holidays.
24-7 means 24 hours a day. Are you an all?
No,
okay, because I was going to say.
There's no one taking the night shift yet.
Because I thought for a moment, I get in really early. It would almost be worth it to drive there once in a while in the middle of the night. But
It's more like 12-7.
Oh, yeah, okay. What's at the farm store then?
For bakery, we're making all our own apple pies with our apples. You know, we have meats and deli and the whole limited groceries to back things up. But primarily all the produce, which currently this time of year, the winter fair, we still have our apples, our cider. We have local parsnips, carrots, beets.
I mentioned earlier that when I think Outlook Farm, I think the barbecue people. You're using the farmland to grow vegetables, but are you smoking the meats there on site, or how does it work?
Well, we get fresh whole pigs, and we cut them into all the barbecue cuts that we're using, country-style ribs, spare ribs, all that sort of stuff.
Outlook Farm has been around for 50 years. Is it your family, Brad Morse?
Yes. So, I mean, it was there before. The original gentleman, Will Fisk, started it in 1922, mm-hmm. and my father and mother bought it in 1962.
50 years of your family, and even longer than that.
Yep, 50 years of our family, my father and mother, and now myself and my wife, Erin.
Brad, but if I want to taste your mother's cooking, can I do that?
She still makes the baked beans, and it's still her pie dough that's making all our pies.
So you've grown up on the farm, on Outlook Farm, basically,
yep.
Right? Has a lot changed in the world of farming here in the Valley for what you are doing at Outlook?
Definitely. I mean, it went from, it was hard going during the 60s and 70s with my father running the place and all that. And
what made it hard going?
When you used to get 10 cents a pound for apples and 50 cents a bag, and, you know, sausage was $1 a pound, and raising your own pigs in that day was tough to make money on it. The guy who owned it before us used to deliver into Northampton with even the horse and buggy in those days.
Uh-huh.
My parents had a small route during the 60s that they would deliver into town because you wouldn't get the people coming out like they do today. But today you've got, especially with CESA in the last 10 years or so, probably everything else, just the buying local is all coming back and growing. The money's good to pay for what it costs to produce, and just because people have the demand for it, we're able to get what we need to get, keep us going, and to make a profit on the farm today.
You mean to say that an industry that is on the brink of disaster could be saved if only the American public would decide that they would invest in it and maybe pay ever so slightly more, and that could potentially save the economy in this country? Is that what you're saying, Brad Morse, from Outlook Farm?
I think that maybe if the other industries of this country took took the same attitude, we'd all be a lot better off.
I think that all the time. I mean, to be perfectly honest with you, you hear all these debates going on in the national level about manufacturing has left this country and Occupy Wall Street and all this sort of stuff. It seems like the cooperative model, the people reinvesting themselves, their own money in their community, regardless of who is sitting in the Oval Office, that there is things that you can do to make that happen.
If the Green Bay Packers could do it.
They didn't do it this year, mercifully. And the Patriots are going to do it. Don't even bring that up,
Phil.
Yeah,
I didn't go with that. But yeah, it's definitely, the buy local thing, I might try to do that personally when I buy everything from my own personal stuff to stuff we're buying for the farm. I have a rule that there is no Chinese produce allowed, whether it's the dried fruits or different things like that you buy. I mean, there's none of that coming into my store. I want American product in there. Garlic is a big thing out of China, and I want my own or local or California or whatever, but I don't want imported, so to speak.
And now you as a consumer could have an opportunity to go to Outlook Farm, not 24-7, but almost every day of the year on Route 66 in West Hampton, or you could go to the big winter festival in Springfield, right, Phil Corman from CESA?
That's right. Winter Fair is going across the Tofu Curtain this Saturday, and we will be at Springfield Winter Market at Forest Park, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Lots going on there. There's going to be bartering for folks who do canning at 1 p.m. There are workshops going on. There are a lot of farmers down there selling incredible stuff.
BuyLocalFood.org.